is Pat Lackey of Where Have You Gone, Andy Van Slyke, and you're listening to the weekly podcast at RedHotMama.com.
Hey, welcome, Reds fans. You got the Red Hot Mama coming at you from Reds Land, or rather from my desk in my office here on this lovely Tuesday, September 12th, 2006. We had planned to record this podcast in the car, and in fact, we did.
We did.
We recorded the podcast in the car driving down 96th Street on our way to I-69 and well onto I-69, but once we played it back, there was no sound. That was after the first abortive attempt where, in fact, the crack technical staff, who was not seeming particularly crack...
That was a bad day.
Yeah, didn't press record
so didn't much press record
as,
the
so
first
much as
time.
Play.
Yeah, you know.
So we sat there talking.
Record, play, the same thing.
Talking to the iRiver, and apparently it was playing, but we couldn't tell because the car is rather loud, which was what turned out to be
the
problem
that was the
problem
second time.
And we couldn't hear anything. We're going to work on it.
We'll see.
I think it's a good plan because we've got most of our time that we have, our free time, is during our commute, and we do talk about baseball a lot on the commute. And then it's like we get home and we say, what's left to say for the podcast? I don't know. We already talked about it.
I'm done.
So, basically what you're hearing today is our second, or rather third try at this podcast, but damn it, we're getting it done. It is happening.
Before the season's over.
Because last week we didn't get up a podcast, despite the fact that we recorded one, because I was being a paranoid crazy git, and I had this idea that...
Yes, but you're my paranoid crazy git, and
dear,
I love you for
that.
That
means so much to me. Yeah. I thought it sounded bad. I thought it sounded uninspired, and I didn't want it going out in front of people because I had this idea that it was going to prevent me from being the next Steve Stewart. And
what, you want to be fired someday?
Oh, honey, I've been there. It turns out that I realize now that I'm never going to be Steve Stewart, so I am willing to just have my reckless abandon and go forward. So
hey,
here we go.
Speaking of Steve Stewart and replacements, I read a rumor.
What's that?
For him.
Yeah.
Jeff Brantley.
Oh, yeah, I saw that on Red Reporter. I don't know who that is.
You know Baseball Tonight, the ESPN show about baseball that you rarely see because they throw it around the schedule?
Yeah, and the people don't actually seem to know all that much about baseball, certainly not about the Reds.
Yeah, he's one of them.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
Sweet.
So sign me up.
Okay. Yeah, I know Peter Gammons is on that show sometimes, and John Kruk, and that's pretty much the people I can name from Baseball Tonight. And you know,
Jeff Brantley's on there. He has, like, real curly, shiny, glossy hair on it, and he usually has no neck.
Oh, well, I don't know who that is. Really, the only time I ever see Baseball Tonight is if they've happened to schedule it during my workout, but most of the time I don't wear my headphones when I work out, so I just, just watch the show and don't hear any of it, which...
That's the way to go with ESPN.
It probably pisses me off less. Because, man, there have been times. There was a game on ESPN last week, and I went and watched for over my lunch break. I took a late lunch and spent 40 minutes on the elliptical machine, which, man, that'll make you sweat. And I'm listening to the ESPN announcers talk about how Jerry Nairn should be manager of the year, and I'm just thinking, damn, you guys don't know shit. But I don't really want this to devolve into ranting about Jerry Nairn. I think that there's enough of that going on right now. Instead, let's talk about the Padres series that's starting up tonight. The pregame is on right at this moment.
It is?
Yeah.
Dang it.
Well, no, in 5 minutes.
Okay.
Pregame will be starting in 5 minutes, so we need to wrap this up so that we can get out there and watch the pregame and
yeah,
get our
whatever.
Pizza.
We'll wrap it up, and I'll be sitting at the computer while you have fun.
We'll wrap it up, and you'll be sitting at the computer going, why didn't this record? Because
no, I can see it recording this time. It's all good.
I know you've already made me move closer to the microphone.
Is
that too close?
Stop it!
Okay. So I'm here, and I'm looking around at other people's blogs. It looks like people think that this Padres series is a must
win.
It's not. You don't think that the Reds have to win this series if they're going to have any hopes of going to the postseason?
They have no hopes of going to the postseason.
Oh, I see.
I'm that confident that their season is done, that you can just stick a fork right in their hineys, they're done.
Well, I don't think I want to do that, at least not when you're around, but... What was that?
That's the cat.
Our cat's noisy. Anyway, yeah, I suppose that's probably true. I mean, I've been enjoying the free fall myself. It's a familiar feeling. It's a feeling I know. I haven't been following the team that long. You know, they've always sucked.
They have always sucked for you. You were out of your element.
It's true. It's true.
Well, how do you follow a team who wins more than they lose?
I don't understand. How do I make fun of this team? They don't suck.
Yeah.
And I don't know any of them because Krivsky felt the need to have like 90% turnover in the team between the time
he's gotten like almost 40 new players throughout the year. My theory is that he has a screen. His computer screen shows like the 30 or 40 most recent trades. And he just keeps doing all these transactions to try to get that Kearns one off the screen.
Well, that would be the one you'd want to get off the screen.
He's getting close.
Yeah. But, yeah, that one's painful. That one's like a scar in our collective consciousness as Reds fans. That one's gonna hurt for years to come.
It's a pain that's definitely going to linger.
And I'm really, you know, I'm still. There's a little part of me that's hopeful we're gonna get one or both of them back.
It could happen.
You know that they're either gonna just part ways with the Nationals and come back, or whatever happened to that grievance that they were going to file? Maybe that'll work out and they'll have to, like, return them. Damn you, Bowden!
But back to the Padres series. Yeah. I don't think it's must-win or anything, because I think the season's pretty much done for them. I do, however, really think that they can finish the season with more wins than losses.
Well, that would be a trick, because they're under 500 now.
Just by one. They only have to win two more games than they lose the whole rest of the way.
But that would mean that they're going to have to win two more games than they lose the whole rest of the way. When was the last time this ball team played better than 500 ball? I mean, it's been a while.
In the next few weeks?
Yeah. Yeah. You say you have no hope.
I have hopes for that, but no hopes for the postseason.
Well,
That's true. That's true.
They do play the Cubs later on, so there might be something there. You know, the season is not so promising, right? You know,
right.
It looked great for a long time there, and I'm not saying I didn't enjoy the ride, don't get me wrong, but from here on out, it's kind of, I'm kind of, you know, saying it's lost. You know how I am. But it's not that all of the players have given up. I mean, some of them have really been putting some impressive performances lately. I mean, how about that Aurelia, huh?
I like Richie.
Yeah. He's been
Do players who have great years get older, have a bad year or two, and then come back and have a good year again?
You know, that's no joke, man, because what does Chris Welsh like to say? He's been nails. Does he only say that about pitchers?
I don't know. I thought you were going to say he was a rally killer, and I didn't see
with all those solo home runs, he's a rally killer.
No, he's been stepping it up, you know. It's easy to make fun of Naren and all the people in baseball. It's not just the Reds who say, "Yeah, we need veterans because they know how to play the game." Blah blah blah.
Yeah.
But actually, it does. If you get the right guys, it seems like that's a valid thing.
Because yeah.
Because when it comes late in the season, when they're actually still in it, in contention, mm-hmm. who's performing?
And they have
the young guys. No, it's Aurelia and Arroyo.
Ah, damn it! You'd have to bring that up, wouldn't you?
He's kicked butt this month. The last.
Yeah, I know a lot of people really do scoff at that veteran thing, but I think that it's because we read a lot of blogs, and the bloggers might not be old enough to appreciate a veteran. You know, like I was telling you the last time we recorded this podcast, right after I graduated from college, it was a big pain in the ass to get a job because everyone wanted experience. And, you know, in my job, I'm a technical writer. If you've got any technical aptitude at all, you don't really need that much experience. It's not that hard a job. Or so I thought, you know, coming out of college, and it was really irritating to me that these people were getting a preference over me just because they'd graduated 2 years sooner than I was, even though I felt like I was smarter and more capable than them. But, you know, after you get out of school for a while and you start to see the kinds of people who come right out of college, and you start to get a sort of an appreciation for the people, even if the experience itself doesn't really give them anything, just the fact that they managed to bounce around for that long and survive, you know, keep on kicking. I mean, that by itself is worth something.
Yeah.
Or maybe not. I don't know.
Another thing, though, that why it gets derided and people tend to scoff at it, I think, is because when you get a guy like Royce Clayton, that's the only thing you can say about him.
That's true.
So it's like the last resort of anything worthwhile about a player.
Well, it's always going to be a problem when you prefer the person's veteran experience to their like current performance. I mean,
right.
You say Aurelia is a veteran and doing well, and you say Clayton is a veteran. No, actually, he hasn't been doing that awful. Not lately.
They've been using him much more sparingly. That's better,
more appropriate. It's really what he ought to be done, be used for. So yeah, I don't know. I mean, short of going off into how Krivsky isn't as awesome as everyone thought he was at first, or how Naren kind of sucks, or how irritated I am that Arroyo's doing well. Maybe we should talk about something completely different. What else is going
something
on?
Something completely different? Oh, let's see. We missed something last week. Something that would have been quite entertaining to see.
And that sucks because, you know, we weren't really doing anything last week. We just had my brother in from D.C. Yeah,
that's all.
We could have taken him with us. Well, what was it?
It was the first national hamster ball derby.
Hamster ball derby. Missed it.
Yeah.
I think that's like little hats. On hamsters?
No.
Like Demolition Derby?
Somehow I think the ASPCA would take issue with that.
Oh, no, if you give them little helmets, they would be fine with it.
Yeah. Hard hats.
What was that little mouse that drove around in the car?
Remember? You know, all I can think of right now is Toonses. Do you mean...
No, they made the movie out of it. Right. They had Michael J. Fox as the voice of the mouse. And you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
those books, we read them in like third grade.
Yeah, that's why I can't remember his name.
Yeah, it's been a while. We'll be reading those with our child. But
soon, very soon.
Before you know it.
But anyway, the pet store Petco hosted Hamster Ball Derby last weekend, and all these people came with their hamsters and their balls, their spheres.
With their Eksteins.
With their Eksteins. They raced down an 8-foot track in heats of 4. Hopefully towards the finish line. We obviously weren't there, but I imagine
You know, I've had a hamster. I kind of doubt it.
But anyway, the winners received...
Not so much goal-oriented.
The swag hamsters. The winner took home was a Super Pet Dazzle runabout ball, a Hamtrak circle track, and most importantly, a first place ribbon.
What a treat for all of them. And you see, there's a thing that would appeal to Eksteins even more because of his trophy house where he did all of the ribbons. Yeah. What else you got going on?
Shockingly, there's a Red Sox fan who's not behaving.
Imagine that. Somehow the Red Sox making their way into the news. It's unreasonable. It's absolutely unreal. You were saying?
Yeah, this guy, James O'Connor, he's a 20-year-old.
Always very mature and responsible, those 20-year-olds.
Apparently he's gotten a little upset about them losing and throwing in the towel and getting rid of all their players and, you know, all that stuff.
Man, they have given up, haven't they? Totally bent over.
Yeah.
It's Tigers-esque.
But he...
What did he do?
He camped out at Section 18, whatever that is, in the park, and was hitting anyone who came too close to his fists.
Wow.
Yeah, so he's just, like, wailing on people. Before that, before he actually left his seat... He cursed at Red Sox players from his seat.
Yeah, of course. I mean...
That's kind of... You pay your ticket, you get to curse.
No, it's not that. It's that he's in Boston. I mean, isn't that just like the local vernacular?
and then after that, he shook his seat. He shook his seat until the bolts came loose.
Wow. I don't even know how you'd do that.
I don't know. The seats in the parks I've always been at have seemed sturdy. Downright sturdy.
But, you know, you've never been to Fenway, and that is, like, the oldest friggin' park in existence.
Maybe so.
Maybe it's like, remember those buses in Mexico we used to ride on where sometimes the driver's seat was actually a lawn chair that was bolted down? I think that if I shook that hard enough, I could have gotten it to come loose.
There you go. But then after he got the bolts loose, he took them and threw them in the face of a woman nearby.
Well, there you go.
He ended up injuring...
Again, just regular Boston activities. What's the problem here?
He ended up injuring that woman and then, like, 3 Red Sox employees as they subdued him.
You know what my favorite part of this story is that this guy is all pissed off and he's swinging at people and he's throwing bolts in women's faces and stuff. And he's 20.
He's 20.
He's not even drunk.
Not legally, anyway.
Presumably, he's not even drunk.
And, you know... In his lifetime, and since he's been being a fan, his team has won the whole shebang.
Yeah, seriously. So he's got to just buck up and
he really does
and stop crying about it. He is an example of what people feel like doing all the time, and I'm kind of surprised it doesn't happen more often, because, I mean, you go to a baseball game and people do get drunk, though I'm sure this guy was not, because that would have been legal. Right.
But for legal drinking,
people go to the baseball games, they get drunk, they get belligerent, it seems like people must get arrested all the time, don't they? You think of the number of crimes that are perpetrated at Wrigley Field, and that's just by Dusty Baker. You'd think people would be arrested every single day of the year.
You would think.
In any event, it sounds like a lot of fun, and it's what I plan on doing.
Getting arrested and being belligerent?
Throwing bolts in people's faces, too.
Okay.
When I'm at Great American Ballpark in 2 weeks, that would be on, let me check the calendar, on September 23rd and 24th for the Bloggers Day. If you're listening and you don't already have your tickets, it's too late. We asked you to get tickets a long time ago.
But
if you wanted to meet up before the game, you could drop me a line, and we could probably set that up. And, along with the JD is going to be there from Red Reporter, and Joel, everyone's favorite ex-blogger, and a handful of people. Are any other people going to be there? Is Ashley going to make it?
I don't know who
else
coming.
Might
I
be
think
there
so.
From and this one belongs
so.
To the Reds.
Maybe so. It should be a good time, though.
I think so. It's going to be a party. We're gonna party like it's
the season's almost over.
Probably not 1999, because I don't think that was such a good year. It was all right, but maybe 1990.
Okay.
Woo! And yeah, in any
and before event, we close out. We got the one comment to our voicemail line.
Oh, that's right. We're going to play the one comment to our voice line. And if you want to call into the voice line, the number is, it's a local call for people in the Cincinnati area. It's 513-729-7106. And we'll give that a quick listen here.
Is this Slide? Yeah, this is D McGee 77, and from Connecticut. Watching the game. Or listening to it, at least. All right, bye-bye.
We want more.
Fantastic. I know, it's just the beginning.
I
know that people are going to get really creative with this, and they're going to really look forward to being featured on the Red Hot Mama podcast. And I look forward to featuring them. So, kids, that number again is 513-729-7106. And, call in with your stuff, because I'm lonely.
You don't want her to be lonely.
I'm sad, sad, lonely person. Well, in any event, keep on hanging in there. Go Reds.
The Red Hot Mama podcast is produced weekly in the heartland of America. We'd love to hear anything you have to say. Send an email, post a comment on the website, or leave a voicemail. The email address is rhm@red-hot-mama.com. The webpage is red-hot-mama.com. And our voicemail line is 513-729-7106.
Go gadget record button!